Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
I see here there was a accusatory press conference in Saratoga Springs. So what's that all about?
So on Monday, there was a press conference held by the assistant police chief and also the public safety commissioner, who's also running for mayor. And in it, they talked about a late night fight on Caroline Street in the bar area downtown Saratoga over the weekend. There was a huge fight, and at this press conference on Monday, the police officials really criticized a whole bunch of people, saying that there's some problems that are leading to an unprecedented spike in crime downtown. And in particular, they were blaming racial justice activists. They were also criticizing some Democratic candidates for public office for perpetuating what they said was, quote unquote, a narrative that the Saratoga police officers are racist, etc. So yesterday was sort of the pushback, the follow-up, and some candidates for public office on the Democratic side were very critical of the assistant police chief and also Robin Dalton, who's the public safety commissioner. And in essence, these two individuals who spoke to our reporter, Zach Madsen, said they felt this event on Monday, which was billed as a public safety press conference, they felt it turned overtly political. And instead of offering solutions to the city's public safety challenges with this increase in crime, especially on the weekends, they say that the downtown area are kind of unruly with late night bar patrons getting wild and going out in the streets and fighting. So the two individuals we talked to said that they felt that the press conference was totally inappropriate to be held in City Hall during the day. And they also questioned some of the specific allegations. You know, Ron Kim, who's running for mayor, he just said that he doesn't understand at all that this idea that the racial justice activists from the Black Lives Matter issues over the last year, he said that he disagrees severely with this suggestion that they're somehow contributing to a rise in violent incidents. And both of them just said, instead of making this divisive and political, let's try to find out what's behind this and work together. We talked to one other candidate, a Republican candidate for mayor, Heidi West. She sort of didn't really throw any bombs on this, and she just said this is not a time to politicize this issue with public safety. He said instead we just need to have a collective conversation as a community without the politics.
He is Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, always good to talk to you. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, David.